Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley. I'm really excited for my guest today. As you know, I'm a huge believer in mindset and addressing root cause for pretty much any health condition. We're going to talk about it through the lens of acne today, but I think it's going to be a really universal conversation, so I'm excited. First, couple quick announcements. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find a lot there. You're going to find ways to connect with my amazing guests. You'll find ways to connect with me. You'll find links to all my projects I'm doing. I have two other television shows as well as the podcast. You'll find ways to sponsor the podcast. You'll find ways to buy my book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. It was endorsed by three people from the film The Secret. That's Michael Beckwith, Marcy Shimoff, Bob Doyle. It's also endorsed by John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Anita Marjani. So go check it out. And as always, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. We are doing amazing things in personal development. We have events pretty much once a month. Amazing podcasts in the network. So come be a part of what we're doing. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools, and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. All right. With me today, I have Meg Gaik. Is that how you pronounce your last name? I didn't even ask you.
It's actually Gage, but don't worry. No one Gage. Ever gets
no,
it right.
No, it's good. We want the correct one. We will worry. Okay. So with me, I have Meg Gage. So Meg is a holistic nutritionist, an acne expert who suffered for over a decade long with hormonal acne. After trying everything under the sun and spending thousands on things that didn't work, she took control of her own health, went to nutrition school, and healed herself. The Get Glow method was born out of what she so desperately needed when she was going through it and takes every aspect of acne healing into account. Internal, which is the root cause, external, which is the skincare and mindset. She has now helped over 2,500 clients worldwide get clear, balanced, and have acne freedom both physically and mentally. So welcome, Meg.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
I love that you're like, I'm not finding the solution, so I'm going to nutrition school. That's awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
So I always start my episodes off the same way, and that's by asking my guests what their origin story is. So I think we got a little bit of it there, but if you want to kind of set the stage a little bit more, that would be really helpful.
Yeah, so I kind of starting at five had and dealt with a lot of trauma, and it manifested always very physically for me. One of those being acne, and others being kind of chronic body pain, insomnia, just getting all these mystery illnesses, just terrible immune system. So obviously it's all connected, but I didn't know that back then. And when I started experiencing acne, I went to my doctor. I was 12. I had just kind of had one or two of my own cycles, and they put me right on hormonal birth control. And that is where I stayed for 10 years, not understanding or knowing, you know, how much of an impact that was going to have on my health long term. And, you know, my acne kind of stayed at bay, but 10 years in, I kind of felt this intuitive pull to come off the pill and just kind of understand what it felt like not to be on a daily medication. And that is really when my acne exploded, my symptoms worsened. And it was just kind of the start of my decade-long journey to try to heal my skin. And I kind of did everything from natural practitioners to derms, you know, to facialists and peels and lasers and all the things. I honestly spent upwards of $30,000 trying to figure it out. And I just found no one really understood what acne was, let alone how to heal it. And it was this very either or approach where you were maybe going to see a naturopath to get all this testing done, but they weren't understanding of what to do with skincare. And no one was understanding how emotionally detrimental and psychologically triggering having acne was, how much it was impacting my social life, my well-being, my everyday existence. And that piece for me was the biggest problem because it was keeping me in constant fight or flight, right? So constant inflammation and just this kind of negative feedback loop. So I had finally just had enough. I was like, I want to figure this out myself. There's no other solution, it seems. So I went to nutrition school. My mind was really blown once I started learning about the body and how much of a connection all of these different root causes could be having to my skin. And I slowly started to heal it. And then, you know, once I graduated, it just kind of was a full circle moment of like, oh my God, I get to now, you know, do this for other women and become the practitioner I wanted so badly going through this.
Thank you so much for sharing. So it's funny. It's like my go-to is always like Louise Hay. So yeah. I'm like over here looking up, like, what does she say about skin? And she says, when you have skin issues, it protects your individuality. There's anxiety, there's fear, there's old buried things. There's, I am being threatened. Does that kind of resonate?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the layer of protection, right? Yeah. So especially with the longstanding. So, you know, my story aside, everyone I work with has some sort of trauma history. I believe acne has a massive emotional component. I believe any physical symptom has a physical and emotional component. Like, I believe in that heavily. Yeah. So yeah, 100%. All these, you know, unstored, unprocessed emotions coming up through the skin.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Like, as you said, then like picturing things kind of bubbling up through the skin, but I also like that you said, it's like your layer of protection. It's like mm-hmm. your armor. Like I went through trauma, in 2020. And when I went through it, I gained like so much weight. I gained like 20 pounds and I realized it was my body trying to like insulate me from it. And once I like kind of realized that and did the healing, the weight just like fell off without like any effort. And it's like your skin is kind of that too, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's never just skin too, right? There's always other symptoms that your body's communicating with it. But I have found, I've done this 9 years now, and I'm so heavily focused now on the mindset component because it's everything. It's the root of it all. And I think that's why people have these like decade-long journeys because they're hitting walls, they're seeing some results, they're in that constant ebb or flow of like, I have periods of clear skin and then it crashes. It's kind of like without really getting to the root of the mindset piece or the trauma healing, it is a bit of a band-aid, even if you're, you know, tailoring things to testing and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, it'd be good to like hear your specific trauma. You don't have to go into like crazy details, but I'm also wondering if you've seen a connection between like your trauma and the trauma of clients you've helped. Like, is there some sort of specific category that people go through that like ends up showing up as acne?
Not specific category, more specific like personality traits or trauma responses. I see a lot with perfectionism. I see a lot with people pleasing. I see a lot with type A. Like these are the things that people think that are ingrained personality traits when really usually they are just like trauma responses. And when they heal, they're like, oh wait, I don't have to people please. I know how to set boundaries because like I believe I'm worthy. I've had everything. It's a laundry list, but, my dad was an alcoholic, but he also overdosed on cocaine and popped a brain vessel. So he had brain injury. So we had a very tumultuous, relationship. I was really severely bullied for, you know, being overweight in grade 6. I was sexually assaulted. I've been in 2 major car accidents. You know, just to name a few. So I've kind of had a large kind of cycle of like a lot of different things. And then all my health injuries stemming from all of my stress were very traumatic in and of themselves. Like I've had my knees swell up where I couldn't walk. I was in and out of hospitals. No, I'm always this medical mystery because it's all stress, right? And people and the medical world don't believe that. So they just put you on anti-inflammatories and are like, it's got to be arthritis if it's inflammation of the knee. And I'm like, it's not. And I'm not responding to these drugs, right?
So that sometimes you get side effects from the drugs, right?
Oh my God.
And then pills for the side effects.
Yeah. And I think too, that my most recent with my knees, that was the first time I started to be like, no, I'm listening to my intuition on this. Like it's a stress response because I had just gotten T-boned by a drunk driver like a month before. And it was my second major concussion, my second major accident. And my body just went, no, I'm giving up until you, and I was in a job I hated. It made me change my entire life, right? So, you know, I believe wholeheartedly in everything, you know, laying the groundwork for becoming the person and practitioner I am today. It was all worthwhile lessons, right? Just hard at the time.
No, you definitely like needed to go through it. And it's just like, it's so clear. Like once you're like, I was T-boned by a drunk driver a month earlier, which is like so scary. Everything you went through is horrible. It's like your body's holding that.
100%.
Right? Like your body holds all of that. So it makes sense that it would be like showing up in that kind of way, right? Especially like in a joint, which is like movement forward. And it's like, you can't move forward, right? When you're like paralyzed like that in a sense.
Yeah. And I had all this guilt from my previous car accident where I walked away. And so I think the second time it happened, there was some guilt response where it was like, well, you're not going to walk away from this one. So just so interesting. I've done so much energy work and healing work and you know, the stuff that's come up has just been mind-blowing in terms of the connections. But I just, I believe so wholeheartedly in everything having that like deep connection to experiences and, you know, emotionally significant events.
So how did yours, like, what's the story of like your acne ending up getting like going away? Like you changed your diet. So I guess one thing would be good to know, like, what was your diet before and what did you change it to? But then also like, what was that process of being like, oh, this is stress. And like, how did you tackle all that?
So I actually don't believe in like restrictive diets for acne. I'm very, 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 like food freedom focused. I believe that restriction has caused so much food fear, especially in the acne community, and that food doesn't cause acne. I obviously believe in the power of nutrition, being a nutritionist. And, you know, I'm always going to say like 70% of your diet should be whole foods and like not processed garbage. But I also believe food brings people joy and we should be feeling like a part of the community, not ostracized just because we have skin issues. So unless there's an actual intolerance or allergy, I don't believe in cutting foods for any acne client. So that in and of itself lowers people's cortisol and stress because they feel that they can just eat with joy and pleasure and peace, right? That's really important to me. I just kind of discovered all of my specific root causes. I understood finally what the pill had done to my body and then like where my gut was at, the stagnation in my liver, my minerals and vitamins were depleted. I was also, you know, in my 20s, I was chronically under eating. I was fasting. I was not eating enough protein. In and out of school too, I was doing vegan diets, vegetarian diets, which were just so unhelpful for my skin and hormones. For me, it was the stress piece, the chronic fight, flight, freeze. And it just made so much sense that I was stuck in this like roller coaster of blood sugar, cortisol, and then my sex hormones were all out of whack because of it. I have always done and looked for therapies to help with stress. And a lot of that is just like persevering till you find the right thing. And I think each layer helped me. Like I did talk therapy, I did energy work and Reiki. I've done kind of subconscious reprogramming, hypnosis, kind of anything that is said to help with trauma I've done. And each piece has just been a little bit more helpful. So I believe in all of it.
Yeah. I've gone on like a similar journey with, fertility actually. It took me 8 years to have my son. I just shared with you that I'm pregnant, which is the first time I'm saying it on the show. So there you go, listeners. But it took like 8 years to have my son. And I was like, okay, like I'm on a journey trying to figure out, cause I don't believe anything is unexplained, right? Like just cause someone can't explain it doesn't mean there's no explanation.
100%.
So thanks for sharing all that. So with that in mind, when you're helping clients with their mindset, like where do you even start? Do you like refer them to all these different healers? Like how does that look?
No. So I do subconscious reprogramming in my practice. It's something that I just got certified in recently because I started it myself, I guess almost a year ago In May, I had very bad postpartum depression. I was unwell, and kind of started doing it with a business coach who was like, it's not about your business. Let's get a little deeper. And the progress I have made with that in tandem with another energy healer in a year was more than 30 years worth of talk therapy or anything I've done. So I was really passionate about also bringing it into my practice because it'll just, you know, move the needle for people 10 times faster. So that's kind of the focus. And then we have specific mindset practices based on kind of what comes up in each session. But it's the same thing. It's getting to the root of that subconscious fear and that limiting belief that they've been kind of living their life accordingly to, unaware often, that they've picked up along the way. So once we pull that root out and we kind of replace it with their desired reality, we start to see pretty close to magic as I've ever seen.
Is there like a specific fear that you see a lot of people having?
Fear of not being worthy is a big one. There's just this unworthiness wound that then pops up in all different areas. Like it's almost also like their identity is so, and this was for me too, was so kind of built up and being that like person with acne that they kept being like, well, nothing ever works for me. Nothing ever works for me. But like when you have that mantra, subconsciously, you're going to keep doing things that don't work for you because that's your belief system, right?
Yeah, it's
breaking through some of that too. And it's why there's so many clients that honestly reach out to me and then they don't work with me for a year or two. And it breaks my heart being like, we could have had you clear three times over, but they're just not ready. Like they don't know how to break through that cycle of like, nothing ever works. I've spent too much money. There's all these justifications. It's never actually about the money. It's never actually about that. It's about not feeling worthy to actually heal and like close that chapter.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so what is the subconscious programming that you do?
Yeah. So it is a specific, it's called Clear the Fear. It was by my business coach, Marley Rose Harris. So she's, if anyone wants to look her up, she's wonderful. But yeah, the idea is through her specific kind of way, we come up and figure out what the fear is or what that block is and kind of what the hidden advantage of that limiting belief has been, because oftentimes there is some weird hidden advantage, like even, you know, how some people are chronically sick and of course, it's not logical. They're not logically thinking this, but they get a lot of attention or they get to like, you know, stay off work or, you know, they get to like get out of chores with their family. So they kind of stay chronically ill because there's some weird hidden advantage there. So we're trying to kind of debunk that with the logical side of things. And then we kind of go through a process where we rewrite the story, we replace, you know, whatever that like memory was with like, you know, something that's going to be more favorable to their desired reality. And then we do something called neural linking where we're specifically trying to kind of like forge new neural pathways just with like gentle kind of homework after.
So do you put them in like a hypnotic state? Like how do you?
Meditative state for sure. They're like fully aware, but yeah, we do like a short meditation before where they just kind of ground, get into their bodies. And then it's really just asking a series of questions that's trying to get to like the first answer, right? Not that like logical thought out answer. And then yeah, taking it back to that kind of like first memory that they had of when that fear first initially started.
What are some of the question prompts you use in the beginning when you're like, okay, before you narrow it down, like, how do you start?
In terms of like at the very beginning, trying to find out what the fear is?
Yeah.
Honestly, just kind of like what's been happening, what obstacles are you kind of facing? And I just let them talk. What would be a service to clear today? Usually, you know, within the next, like we talk for 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes we talk for longer. And I'll think maybe originally it's something and then we'll ask more prompting questions and dig deeper or be like, oh, can you kind of talk more about that specifically? And then it's usually when the person also feels like, oh yeah, like we hit something there, that I feel it in my body or like, yeah, that makes sense. Because you do want the logical part of your brain to understand it too with also doing the kind of emotional release with the subconscious.
Yeah, that's cool. There's like so many different modalities that are all so similar. They're all kind of like doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's figuring out like what the block is and then, you know, taking it away, replacing it with something better. But it's interesting like how many different like paths there are into the subconscious.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, it should just, you know, whatever feels right for that person. It's like finding a therapist, right? Or finding an acne healer, right? Like you have to connect with the person and their work and kind of, that's the only way is that like deep trust. Like I'm a firm believer in like a co-creation healing journey. Like we're both working together. I want to empower my clients. I want them to feel like they have like control in this process. Like they're in the driver's seat. I'm just giving them the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So how long does it usually take someone before their skin clears up?
So it completely depends on how much is going on. It depends on how much they're committed to their mindset work. It depends on like their stress state and everything like that. I generally start to see significant shifts at the 3-month mark. And then I would say, honestly, 90% of my clients are clear at 6 months.
Do you work with them every week?
So my current program, so you got 6 months with me, we do 2 calls a month and then they have like access to me through like voice notes and emails and everything like that. So it's a very high touch program. That's just what's in alignment for me. It obviously means I don't take many on a month, but that's where my heart lies and that's where the deep transformations happen.
Okay. Very cool. And what about, I mean, this isn't something I'm necessarily interested in, but I can imagine a listener would be like, wait, I want to know about the skincare too. So we can just briefly kind of touch on like what you recommend for people.
Yeah. So, I mean, skincare has to be tailored to the person's skin type and acne type. I think it's the biggest piece. People are lighting money on fire because they're also not batting an eye about dropping like $1,000 per laser session or chemical peel, but then they're not addressing the mindset or the internal piece. Like it's never going to work. You're just going to be chasing something that's, you know, carrot dangling and you're never going to grab it. Of course it matters, like pore clogging skincare, pore clogging makeup, pore clogging, you know, laundry detergent, like that is going to have an impact topically on the skin. So, you know, you got to figure out what your skin type is, what your acne type is and tailor everything from there. I'm a very firm believer in yes, chemical exfoliation, but also barrier support. Like we have to meet in the middle. I think online, it's just as with everything in health and skincare and wellness, it's like so polarized where I'm always in the middle because that's the reality. And you have to also not do cookie cutter approaches with skincare, right? Like how much someone can tolerate, you know, acids or retinol, benzoyl peroxide versus another person is going to be completely different case by case. So we have a foundation and then we build and check in accordingly. And that's how I manage purges and, you know, just ensure everything is good fit for clients.
Have you ever tried using all natural stuff instead of chemicals?
I'm not a fan of all natural. They're full of pore clogging oils, unfortunately, and they're just not enough for acne, in my opinion, after 9 years.
Okay. Big advocate of using all natural stuff here, but you know, I've never had like crazy cystic acne, so I don't know. So is there anything we haven't touched on today that you want to get out to people?
Yeah, I think just understanding that I would say the biggest impediment to most people's healing is they're just doing like 1/3 of the puzzle, right? You have to have those 3 pieces in place. And that's often why people don't feel like they're moving the needle or they're on these, you know, decade long journeys. Because they're only focusing on the skincare. They're only focusing on these really expensive testings that like, you don't need to do the Dutch test to tell me that you're stressed. Like we don't need to do that at the outset. We need to get the foundations in place, the stress management in place. The mindset is going to dictate absolutely everything at the end of the day. And you realize too, like everything online, it's not tailored to you, right? It's always got to be an individualized approach, especially with acne, because it's a very complex, layered issue that's always usually connected to a lot of other root causes. It's usually never just the acne. It's also gut issues, you know, hormonal issues, cortisol issues. So we want to make sure that we are addressing everything. Otherwise, it's a band-aid solution, right? You might get clear off the skincare and then it's just going to come back. Or you might get clear off, you know, doing a bunch of supplements, you get off them, it comes back. Like it's, you know, band-aid solutions aren't just hormonal birth control, Accutane, all that stuff. They can be supplements. They can be skincare too.
All right. Well, I'm sure people want to know where they can connect with you if they want to work with you or they want to just check out your stuff. So if you want to take a moment and share.
Yeah. So it's just all Geklow Method. So Geklow Method on Insta and geklowmethod.com as my website.
Awesome. And that's going to be in the show notes as well. So thank you so much for your time, Meg. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
If you are listening and there's someone you think would resonate with this, please send it to them. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and let's all help each other out. Have a beautiful rest of your day.